when they had the darling song. He's too filled with love in their heart, they adore the little one. A picture of health and joy, he laughed every time they sung. His bright eyes never missed a thing, but can't see the things still to come to him. The stores are full from us, pray the damage to be undone. We couldn't have known there were monsters that made a living at killing our young. They couldn't have put him worse if the shot was a loaded gun. Our son will never be the same, never be the right, or fall in love. Just before his second birthday, something happened and he took ill. The doctors told the line for pharma, never told how the shots could kill. They stole his life, all aspiration, the seizure was stripped by my son. So betrayed, tied and helpless, the guilty they shed was too much to overcome. They stole our blood from us, the damage should be undone. We never knew there's monsters out there make the living at killing our young. Poor boy's trapped within himself, he gets so mad cause he can't say hi. Our son will never be the same, sorrow brewed by the day by an empire built on lies. We want our boy back. We want our boy back. We want our boy back. Ooh, ooh. We want our boy back. We want our boy back. We want our boy back. He's ours. Bring that little boy back. They saw a boy in his face, he says, the price for her vaccination, too much for the marriage to bear. At 8 years old, his bedtime stories make no sense in his head. We're still lying in the dark, who will value our son when we're dead? They stole our boy from us, pray this damage could be undone. We never knew there's monsters out that make the living and killing our young. If our son could speak the words, maybe all understand. His little voice was screamed with rage, vaccines are deadly, it must be banned. We want our boy back. We want our boy back. We want our boy back. Please, Lord, bring our little boy back.
Good show, Joe.
That's excellent. And let me say, please tell April to contact me if she wants her boy back. I have reversed over 4,000 cases of autism alone with my protocol, and this is one of my biggest frustrations. All of these autism groups that are making millions of dollars blaming Mercury, which has nothing to do with autism, are not telling people that there is a way that they can reverse the damage. Of course, the earlier it's done, the better. Yes.
Just Jer. My nephew has it, and he's had it since a young child. He's about 17, 18. Any chance of him being reversed?
Well, the younger it's done, the better. With autism, they get a lot of behaviors. Those are very hard to reverse. So I've never had anyone that didn't improve, but how much improvement they get depends on how early the process has started. So certainly there would be improvement. How much improvement, I can't say. But the main thing I want to do is stop this insanity. It's a life of hell. I have actually one client who has four autistic children. Imagine what that is like to have four autistic children. It is a life of hell. And of course, it's just the beginning. Cancer, insulin-dependent diabetes. I have 2-year-olds that have had strokes and heart attacks after vaccines. Okay? This is a crime against humanity. It is genocide. And it has to stop. And people have to realize, you know, Michael was talking about how he went to all these hearings and everything, and eventually he realized that that was producing no effects whatsoever. These are traitors in the District of Criminals. They have sold us out. They're getting money from Big Pharma. They know exactly what's going on. Any hearings that they have are just dog and pony shows. They're doing nothing to stop this. As a matter of fact, the vaccine schedule continues to increase. So the people have to say no. That is the only solution we have. Just say no. I don't care if they tell you there's no exemptions. If you can't let your child go to school without vaccines, then homeschool them. If you love your children, protect them from this assault with a deadly bioweapon. That's what it is.
I want to say right now that Ronnie's child, his daughter, is being homeschooled, and she's 2 years ahead of people her age, and he's going to tell you the name of the program he uses.
Go ahead, maybe Ronnie.
Edinova. Cova. C-O-V-A.
Excellent.
It is an excellent program. They even bring your school books, things like that, to your front door. And this is a free service. This is, you know, it's just like going to public school, except you do everything at home.
Right. And, see, getting vaccinations is just one thing that the children are being assaulted with when they go to public schools. They're spraying these schools with pesticides. They're using fluorescent lights that emit mercury vapors, which do not cause autism but are obviously toxic to the brain. They're using all kinds of toxic chemicals in these schools, et cetera, et cetera. So in my opinion, we need to, you know, shut down the public school system altogether. Unfortunately, many parents, especially if they're single parents, they have to work, so this is a difficult thing for them to do. But if you want to keep your children healthy, you have to consider these facts.
Amen to that, Dr. Carley. Joe, you want to come back in the conversation? And Michael?
Certainly.
Sure. Here I am, Michael.
Do either of you homeschool? I mean, not you, Joe, but Michael?
We, our kids go to a Waldorf school, which is, for us, is really excellent. They ask no questions about vaccines. It's entirely up to the parents. There's no pressure either way. Waldorf schools are castigated by public health officials for having high vaccine exemption rates, because that is what, parents, smart, educated parents, informed parents choose Waldorf schools because they are unlike, public education, and it's a whole different approach. I wouldn't suggest it's right for everybody, and it's a private school, so it costs money and everything. But for us, it's been a very good alternative. It's sort of like a little bit like homeschooling, but in a social environment with a different, really different educational philosophy.
Do they not get federal funding? I mean, because this is the whole thing, is to get reach a certain percentage of the schools, 98, I heard last, or the principal is personally suable. It is so extreme at this point. They don't accept federal funding, I presume, or there's some kind of governmental funding they don't accept in order to carry on with a low rate of vaccination.
That's absolutely correct. If you Google Waldorf schools and vaccination, you'll come up with a bunch of hit pieces in the media blaming unvaccinated children at Waldorf schools for starting epidemics. Of course, it's completely unsubstantiated. But yeah, the Waldorf schools do not take any government money whatsoever. Wait a minute.
They can't take government money because the figure I heard is that if 90% of the children in any school are not vaccinated, they will not get federal funding. So it's not a matter of accepting it. They're not even offered it. And I'm sure, Michael, that the children at your children's school are probably the healthiest children in the community, not to mention performing the best educationally. How obvious could it be that that's because they're not brain damaged from vaccines?
You're absolutely right. Well, there are, I wouldn't I mean, vaccination is a private decision, and don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to make that decision for anybody else but our own family. I am putting information out there. But there are people who do vaccinate in the school, and make no mistake about it, there is an epidemic of damaged and unhealthy kids, not just autistic kids, but kids with asthma and allergies and food sensitivities. My 10-year-old daughter came home last week, and she said, yeah, you know, this girl I know, she just came back from the drugstore, and she's holding her arm. She said, I got a flu shot. And I said, really? I said, well, how healthy is she? Well, she's got allergies and food allergies and asthma.
Right.
So, I mean, that's we've learned that firsthand, you know, through the sports. You know, my children are both very athletic, and the kids in roller hockey and soccer and things like that, there are kids walking around with plastic bags full of EpiPens. And, you know, I mean, my son went to a YMCA camp up in the San Juan Islands two summers ago, and while we were checking him in, had to fill out this form, you know, with all these things. Well, how many medications do you take? And that was easy for us, none ever. But the kid in front of him had this huge plastic bag full of stuff. You know, I mean, everything you could imagine. I mean, that's the new normal out there, is kids on meds. You know, sick kids on meds. That's what, you know, parents who follow the big pharma's paradigm, you know, of going to the doctor and well child visits and pharmaceuticals for everything that ails you. Those are the ones that are, you know, that are sick. And it's really frightening, because this is the new generation coming up. In fact, that's the generation now, you know, in our experience, the 10 to 12 year olds. What about the ones that are coming now? They're giving flu shots to pregnant women. What are those kids going to be like? You know, they're starting before they even pop out of the womb. You know, they're hitting them in the womb with vaccines, and, you know, DPT, pertussis vaccine. That's the big push now for pregnant women, pertussis vaccines and flu vaccines before your baby is born. God knows what those kids are going to turn out to be.
Okay, well, first of all, those children will be infertile. I actually have a book from the NATO Life Sciences Division entitled Immunological Adjuvants and Vaccines. They have a whole chapter on anti-fertility vaccines. And they are actually using the DPT vaccine to combine the hormone that women make when they first become pregnant, human chorionic gonadotropin, with those vaccines, and making them develop antibodies against those hormones so that they abort their fetuses when they become pregnant. So I will say, you know, see, the problem with what you're saying in terms of you're not telling people what to do, what I would suggest is you tell people to investigate this. You have to investigate it, because you're not going to be told the truth by the medical mafia. If you don't know to investigate and you sacrifice your child to the vaccine gods, then you're going to have a problem. And it's going to be bad. And especially if they keep on getting vaccinated. So that's very important. But yes, the anaphylactic shock that the children are having, that's caused by an antibody called IgE that is also mentioned in the book that I talked about, that's caused by aluminum in vaccines. They know all these things. They know what they're doing. And it's horrifying.
Dr. Carly, you have a call on 518.
Okay, before I get to the call, let me just mention, we got a message typed in here, to please remember to announce the website, experimental vaccines, experimentalvaccines.org. They have an entire page for exemption forms for every state in the U.S. Just click on the state you're in. That's excellent information. Thank you, Justin. But also, we have to realize, as I said, that if your state doesn't have an exemption, then you still need to just say no. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Carley. This is Bill. I'm calling on my cell phone because our landline isn't working long distance to you today.
Good to hear from you.
Hi, Dr. Carley. Very interesting and provocative show. We've heard, you know, I've heard of vaccines are, you know, they try to position them as for the greater good. Well, there is no greater good. And I know that vaccines, they are not a well-intended concept that occasionally runs awry. Vaccines are a systematic and deliberate Agenda 21 murderous assault on us and our children.
Yes.
Michael's daughter, Ronnie's son, April's child, and others, they're not collateral damage. They were not, they were the intended targets, and they are the mission accomplishment. This is what they want. They want to destroy children. They want to destroy families. They want to destroy people. And I don't know if Michael's aware of it or Ronnie, his son is older, but with Obamacare and home inspections, Dr. Carley, coming in next year, they're going to really be in people's faces, especially if they do not vaccinate their children, if they homeschool. They're going to be targets, and people need to be aware of this so that they can be prepared for what they hope to do to combat this. We are at war. This is war. And we have to decide if we're going to lay down and let them put one in the back of our head or in our arms, or if we're going to fight back. It's as simple as that.
Well, I totally agree with you. And if anybody doesn't know about Agenda 21, they actually state in this UN document that their goal is to depopulate the Earth by 90%. And, of course, the vaccinations are a key way that they're doing this. And yes, in fact, one of the things that people don't know about Obamacare is that starting in January, the SWAT teams are going to have CPS workers with them. And they're going to go after parents to steal their children for a variety of reasons, including not vaccinating. There's a whole list. You can check it out on the Internet. And, of course, that's the reason they brought Obamacare forward, is because they want to force people to undergo big pharma therapies, which will maim them, kill them, and, of course, they'll be making big bucks all the while. Nothing that works is covered by insurance, and so people have to realize that this is a forced depopulation agenda. Go ahead, Bill.
Also, Dr. Carley, is not only that they're going to come and vaccinate your children, but if they have a particular liking for your child, they're going to take him or her from you, and you will never see them again. So you need to be aware of what's coming. You need to be prepared so you can defend your child. The most important, beautiful thing in this world is a little child. When I heard Michael's story, I cried. When I heard Ronnie's story, I cried. I cannot emphasize enough how important it is for us to defend that which is ours, which is our children.
May I interject here? Because I have something important to say. There's the Convention on the Rights of the Child. The Senate will eventually vote on this, and this takes away rights of children and parents. So they have passed it in the UK and in Canada, and look at all the child stealing by the state there. We must not allow this to pass. That's all I have to say.
Well, it's already happening, but it's going to go on steroids starting in January. Go ahead, Bill.
And the fight's going to be won on a local level. Our entire government, from the local up to the federal, is sold out. They're all on board. They all want to have us destroyed. We're going to have to fight this in our own individual dimensions where we are, where we exist. There is no avoiding it. You're going to either fight or they're going to knock you out. You have a choice.
I agree.
Well, I have to say, we all have to realize what's transpiring in Ireland right now. They have disinformed their entire population to believe this Convention on the Rights. They're the only country that has a vote on a referendum to decide whether this passes or not is Ireland, because they've been burned so often. Well, they've disinformed them wildly, and now they passed it. Luckily, Kathy Sinnott, I'm saying because it's so current. This is happening today. The decision is coming down. Will their children get stolen or not? Very big court case. She has challenged it. She's a former European Parliament member.
Well,
we all have a choice to say yes or to say no. I say no. You're going to have to kill me if you want it done.
Well, and let me just say, this is not only about children. I received an email with information on Medicare. As it turns out, they have a new Social Security Administration handbook entitled Program Operations Manual System, where they actually state that anyone who opts out of Medicare Part A will also forfeit all past and future Social Security retirement benefits. So you can be sure that part of Medicare Part A is going to be you have to get vaccinated. And not only are you going to forfeit your Social Security retirement benefits, you're going to have to pay back any money that you've accrued, even though you paid for it out of your paycheck. So this is how bad it's getting. It's pure evil.
Oh, my gosh, Dr. Carly, you're the first person who has known anything substantial about Obamacare.
Yeah, well, it's you know, it's pure evil, and we have the Republicans now pretending that they're trying to defund it. You know, all of these traitors in the district are criminals. They're all in on what's going on. So they posture themselves, they pretend that, you know, they're against things or for things, whatever. It's all a big scam. They're all being paid off by Big Pharma, and they're doing this on purpose.
Dr. Carly?
Yeah.
Joe introduced a song by making a reference to, like, the best tribute he could do, you know, with a song. The best tribute we could do collectively is to eliminate these monsters from our midst who are looking to destroy us all. That would be the best tribute we could do for humanity, for posterity's sake.
Yes. The psychopaths, as I call them. Yes. The ones without conscience that are behind everything that's going on. Exactly.
Amen. Amen.
Dr. Carly.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful.
Yes.
Dr. Carly. My
pleasure.
Hey,
thank you, Bill.
Hey,
thank
you,
Bill.
I've got another song that fits right into the topic that we've just been talking about. If you've got a moment for another song, it's called Get Your Mandates Out of My Body.
All right. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, you got a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here we go. I've been to your meetings and seen what you do. Scientific bureaucrats making up fools. Innocent children to you are a tool. If they don't get your shots, they can't go to school. Well, get your mandates out of my body. Get your mandates out of my life. Get your mandates out of my family. Get your mandates out of my child. The slick propaganda you plant in the news. Your shots are so great, nobody can lose. But the rate of autism is shot through the roof. Kids' brains are being fried by medical abuse. Get your mandates out of my body. Get your mandates out of my life. Get your mandates out of my family. Get your mandates out of my child. Thank you. Vaccine mandates are out of control. They leave kids and parents with nowhere to go. We gotta fight back before it's too late. They're turning this country into a police state. Well, get your mandates out of my body. Get your mandates out of my life. Get your mandates out of my family. Get your mandates out of my child. Get your mandates out of my body. Get your mandates out of my life. Get your mandates out of my family. Get your mandates out of my child.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo!
Outstanding, Michael. Exactly.
We all had our things muted, so it took us a little delay to let you know how much we appreciated that one.
All right, thank you.
Okay, well, basically, you know, that's been my message to people for 16-plus years I've been doing this work. Say no. Say no! You know, they can have all the mandates they want. You know, we all know what Michael had mentioned before about the GMOs. There's so many things that are happening that we're being poisoned with. And one thing I've mentioned many times on the show is that you can actually, do a search on the internet for the senators that voted no to having GMO food labeled. How obvious can it be that these people are committing treason? You know, countries in Europe don't even accept this frankenfood, but here in America, we're not even allowed to know what foods are frankenfoods. So we have the most corrupt government on the face of the earth that is self-evident, and basically, you know, the people have to rise up and just say no. No more. We're not going to take it. We're not going to pay for this. We're not going to be involved in your corruption and fraud and depopulation agenda, because that's obvious. So many things, pesticides, fluoride, aspartame, the list is endless of the things that we're being poisoned with. But, of course, the vaccines are biological weapons. That's what I've been saying for all these years. If people go to my website, drcarly.com, towards the top of the site, I actually have the legal definition of weapons of mass destruction. And when you read that, you will say, sounds like they're talking about vaccines to me. Exactly. That's what vaccines are. They're biological weapons. And that's why I have such a problem with all these cowards, the people that do talk about vaccines, basically spitting out pablum, telling people, well, the CDC admits to this and that. No, vaccines are bioweapons. If all these people would get on that bandwagon and tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, then the word would get out to so many people. But, of course, you know, you do have certain consequences to speaking the whole truth. Nobody knows that better than me after what's happened to me for speaking the truth. But we're talking about the possible extinction of the human race. I want to also mention, it's not just all these diseases. They are altering our genetic structure. In my paper, Inoculations of True Weapons of Mass Destruction, on drcarly.com, one of the references I give is to a Scientific American article where they talk about genetic vaccines. And they actually have diagrams where they show that rings of viruses called plasmids are actually injected into you when you get a vaccine. Now, the reason they wrote the article is because they're pretending that they're going to fix genetic diseases by inserting foreign DNA into your genetic structure. But when you read it with eyes to see, you realize that they're actually causing the genetic destruction in the first place with vaccines. And so this is how big it is. They could destroy the human race. And now that they're using insect parts and, you know, it's just amazing. All the different things that they're injecting into people in these vaccinations, creating chimeras. It's called transhumanism. And that's how bad it is. These psychopaths must be stopped. And the first thing you do to stop them is just say no, you're not going to participate.
I want to say what Ronnie just wrote. This is so pathetic that he would even have to say this. He wants you to visit his YouTube, One for Eric, with the number four, the digit, one digit for Eric, to reply to all the nasty comments people have made about his son underneath. How horrifying.
Well, the people that, see, one thing, and the reason I won't even deal with the chat room on the station is because people are paid by the government, trolls, minions. They go into these various websites, chat rooms, and such to spew their disinformation to try to prevent people from waking up and realizing what's going on. I myself was labeled with the delusion of conspiracy by the New York State Medical Board because nobody ever made a complaint against me, even when I was a surgeon. So when I started doing public access TV shows about various issues, they tried to say I have a delusion of conspiracy. Well, I'm here to tell you, folks, there is a conspiracy, and you can read about it in Agenda 21 or on the Georgia Guidestones, another place written in stone where it says they want to decrease the population by 90%. There is a conspiracy, and it's right in your face if you know where to look. And this is what people have to face. One of our biggest problems is that people with a conscience can't even conceive of the evil that we're talking about here. These mad scientists. There's 1,300 biological warfare labs just in the United States. These mad scientists are tweaking viruses. The Wistar Institute has a $500,000 grant from the NIH to create weaponized rabies that you don't have to be bitten. You can be sprayed on orally. Okay? You can find this information on the internet. I don't say anything unless I can back it up. So that's what we have to face. We're being killed, maimed, and being charged for it. And it's time for the people to stand up and say no more. It's so huge. It's like a sci-fi movie on steroids, but unfortunately, it's all true.
Thanks a lot, man. This is really unbelievable. Well, the polio virus they're spreading right now as we speak. Unless we got through to them, I'm willing to say I hope to God we did. But the one that they're giving to the children in third world countries is not only going to paralyze them, but anyone near to them. So this is a way of spreading mass disability and possibly worse. I don't know. Do people die from this oral vaccine, Rebecca? Beyond
well,
the
let's comment on that because it's very important. If you go onto the CDC's own website and you read the vaccine information statement for polio, they admit right in that vaccine information statement that they stopped the oral polio vaccine back in the 80s because that was the only way people were getting polio in the United States was from the polio vaccine. So did they throw their vaccines in the garbage? No. They're sending them to third world countries. And actually, what they're doing, as they always do, just as in the case of autism, changing the name from subacute sclerosing panencephalitis to autism, with these situations where the 47,000-plus children in India got the polio vaccine, they then came down with flaccid paralysis. So they changed the name. And that's their ability, it's called plausible deniability. If they change the name, then they can pretend it's not from the vaccine.
And Shiv Chopra sent us an article showing us how they were, the government of India was honoring Margaret Chan, director of WHO, for paralyzing all those children, I presume.
Well, that's what they always do. You know, they give each other Nobel Prizes. I mean, the HIV virus was created in this country. I have documents about that. You know, and then the people that discover it, who are the same people that created it, get a Nobel Prize. That's how it works. You know, basically, they pay each other off to continue on the depopulation agenda. You know,
that particular move I thought was an amazing gall. to actually honor a woman who has taken part in paralyzing. The 3 years prior, leading up to that, there were 12 cases of polio in the same area each year. And then in comes the mass inoculation, 47,500 children paralyzed. And she gets an award.
That's how it works. People shouldn't be surprised. She's contributing to the depopulation agenda. They want to kill off 90% of the population of the globe. So, of course, she got an award. That's not a surprise. She's a psychopath.
I used that also to let people know there were only 12 before they came. Now there are 47,500. You know, that's really an important point. But nonetheless, Dr. Carley, I don't know how much time we have left. Not a lot. But may I say one thing, and that is that paralyzing children for peace or vaccinating them for peace is not as ludicrous as vaccinating children for health. So when I say if you're on a mission of peace, pass out dupes. What the heck are you doing vaccinating people? You want to be a peacenik? Let's go.
Well, first of all, I mean, obviously this group is a total fraud. When I was initially sent me this website about, what's the exact website about the peace movement thing?
Peace One Day.
Right. Peace One Day. So what the heck does vaccines have to do with peace? Okay? So this was another surreptitious attempt to basically get all the young people, oh, they're going to get all excited. Yeah, peace. We need peace. To get involved with promoting vaccines. This is how they operate. They use one thing to promote another. And that's what people have to wake up to. They're not going to stop it. This is all intentional. Everybody at the top knows exactly what they're doing.
I spoke with the director of International UNICEF to say the hoax has been exposed. I use the word hoax.
Right. You know? So do you think that's going to stop them? No. The children are going to be going around at Halloween with their little UNICEF things, collecting money for UNICEF to continue the promotion of this scam.
And but it's our job to say to them, under no circumstance will I ever give a dime to that organization that's paralyzing children around the world. I'll give you the money, but not them.
I posted a question for you in the chat room just below us, Dr. Carley, and I'd like to make one correction to the person that asked the question. The powers that be are now known as the powers that were.
Well, amen to that, if only that were true.
Yeah,
when the people rise up and say we're not going to take this crap anymore, they will be in the past tense. But right now, they're still doing what they do. And, you know, as I said, starting in January, the SWAT team's 80,000 home invasions just last year, as reported by attorney John Whitehead in his book, A Government of Wolves. I've done shows on this. That's what's happening, you know, oftentimes in the wrong homes. But in the future, starting in January, under Obamacare, they're going to have CPS workers with them. They're going to steal your children for any reason they can come up with. They will be used in sex trafficking, child pornography, global pedophilia, you name it. That's what's happening. Experimentation with psychiatric drugs. That's what our government is doing. It's ugly. It's hard to face. But I have so much information on this, it's beyond the pale. So people better wake up because you will be sacrificing your children if you don't take a stand and say no. And this has to be a huge just say no response. You know, a small response isn't going to do it.
Well, I want to bring up two things in regard to Christina England, if I may. One of them is the fact that she's written a very good article about the AMA saying that unless you've opted out, you've opted in to vaccine experimentation. This is just a society, the AMA, as far as I'm concerned.
It's a trade organization. It's a trade organization for Big Pharma. But go ahead.
Right. And Well, of course, I can't remember my second point because of the chemtrails. Please proceed, Dr. Carley.
Okay, well, you know, basically, we've gone through a lot of...
Christina, I'm sorry. Christina England wrote two articles to bring light to this travesty of Peace One Day and the implications therefrom. She quoted Dr. Carley in it. She was kind enough to respond to my request to write the article, and she published it twice, once in backtruth.com and once in Gaia Health. So I just want to say thank you very much for helping. She didn't get as much response as she expected, which is unfortunate. People don't seem to put the pieces together that peace has nothing to do with assaulting children. It's the polar opposite.
Well, it's funny how it works out when they use guns and missiles to kill people. Then you call it war, and then, you know, people can have a response to that requesting peace. But when you put the poison in a needle and give it to people under the guise of health, then the mind control that we're being subjected to seems to kick in. And like I said, people can't believe that their doctors would intentionally kill them. They can't believe it. Well, believe it, people. I left medicine in the early 90s because I witnessed euthanasia, research fraud, and experimentation on people. Unfortunately, it took my only child being brain damaged for me to realize and start researching the vaccine scam. They know what they're doing, and they'll lose their license if they don't keep doing it. So they keep doing it. And that's what we're dealing with.
Well, Dr. Carley, can you talk a little bit about the compensation program?
Well, yes. We have Barbara Lo Fisher, an absolute minion, in my opinion, of the National Vaccine Information Center. She's the one that went to Congress and promoted this idea of a vaccine compensation fund, which, of course, allowed the vaccine producers to be not liable for damage that they cause. Instead, the taxpayers have to pay for it. Now, had she not done that, the vaccine manufacturers would have probably stopped making vaccines because they were getting sued up the wazoo. The 1976 swine flu campaign, millions and millions of dollars were paid out by Big Pharma for all the Guillain-Barré and other neurological conditions that they caused by their fraudulent swine flu vaccine. So in walks Barbara Lo Fisher, starts this vaccine compensation fund, which is almost impossible to even get your case heard. As Ronnie said, they won't, you have to have a doctor admit that the vaccine caused the damage. That's problem number one. They won't do it unless the statute of limitations has run out to begin with. But in some cases that have gone forward to the vaccine compensation fund court, they make you jump through so many hoops. They have all these ridiculous timelines. You know, they decide, oh, if your child was damaged, if the disease became evident after whatever, 14 days or whatever arbitrary timeline they've come up with, then it can't possibly be from the vaccine. That is a huge lie. Depending on the strength of your immune system, you can get your seizures, autism symptoms, whatever, the same day as the vaccine, or it can take months or years, depending on the strength of your immune system. So they create these arbitrary timelines, and this is how they basically exclude most people. But Barbara Lo Fisher is pure evil. She's the one that did this, and had she not done this, we would not have the situation of these vaccine courts to begin with. Now, of course, people donate millions of dollars to her organization because she pretends that she's warning the people. She is responsible for the vaccine compensation courts. And, of course, one of her messages is to people is that if the vaccines are mandatory, you have to get the vaccines, but you need to fight for exemptions. My message is no. You have to say no.
Well, you know, where was Barbara Lou Fisher when I was losing my house? Where was she when we were, you know, in the hospital? Was she there giving us all the money, you know, that we could go and eat on and that kind of thing? Where was she at? Where was autism? Where was autism? Where was anything? You know,
well, you have to realize this has been going on for many, many years. And that court was formed, I don't remember exactly, it was in the 1980s.
89.
Right, okay. But they had to do something because too many parents were waking up and saying, wait a minute, I don't care, pediatrician, what you tell me. I had a normal child, you injected them with a biological weapon, and now I don't have a normal child anymore. Or in Michael's case, my child is dead. And you're going to tell me that the vaccine, it was all a coincidence? I don't think so. Too many parents know. They know. So that's why they had to bring in the vaccine court, because parents were speaking out and were waking up to reality, and the vaccine manufacturers did not want to keep making vaccines. But, of course, the vaccines are necessary for the depopulation agenda, and so we had to find a way to keep it going, and that's what we can thank Barbara Lou Fisher for.
Thank you for nothing.
Exactly. Not to mention the fact, I met her in person when I lived in Long Island. She knows of clients that I have reversed autism in. She doesn't tell people about my protocol. She doesn't mention my website on her website. She keeps it all secret. Because, you see, my protocol that reverses these vaccine-induced diseases is like step number two. Not only did your child get whatever from the vaccine, but their problem was reversed with my protocol, which is primarily targeted at reversing vaccines, as well as pesticides, fluoride, aspartame, all the other toxins. So that's another proof that the vaccines caused the problem. So that's why I want people to know. Jenny McCarthy knows about what I do. I was told by somebody in her group when I wanted to come to her thing in Washington, Green Our Vaccines. Give me a break. Green Our Vaccines? They're made with bugs. How do you green bugs? Okay. But I was told by one of her minions that I'm too on the fringe. So they didn't want anything to do with me. So that's what you have to realize. All these groups you're paying millions of dollars to are defrauding you, are betraying you. That's what's going on. Even Andrew Wakefield. I met him in person a decade ago. I told him what autism was. He was too afraid to tell people the truth. Okay?
And vaccines 2013.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody that contributed to the show. It was a great show, and hopefully it will be archived. Keep up the good work, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dr. Carly. Thanks, guys.
Well, okay, that went nicely. Very, very good. Great job, Michael. Appreciate it. Great job. Really terrific. And thanks, Joe. The mandate song is my personal favorite. Thank you very much for singing that, Michael.
Michael,
Eric,
that
hey,
rocked.
I got your video on the screen here. I'm going to watch it when we get off here, Eric.
And listen, please don't lose our Skypes. We don't interfere with your private business. But if we ever need you again, you're right in our pockets.
Awesome.
All right.
Please.
Upstanding.
Right on.
Thanks, guys.
And listen,
thanks for writing a song just for the event, Joe Jones.
I'm going to get the show downloaded, and I'll put it here, and you'll be able to accept it for your own benefits, okay?
Thank you, Gear Bear.
And also, guys, you might want to play it and edit it because we don't want to have the commercial. I usually don't go to the commercial. I mean, I don't usually drop the server like that because it caused a problem getting back in. But Justin does it his way, and
Well, thank you both. Everybody, it went off without a hitch. To Jer Bear and to Justin, everything went off very nicely. I'm sorry, of course, that we didn't hear from the people we knew we would not hear from, but I'm nonetheless sorry we didn't.
Truth or dare, and they just scared away. We scared them.
I agree.
That's